Hello.
Hey, Jason?
Yeah, man, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing? Is now a better time?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure I had you scheduled for right now.
No, I know.
I was wondering, like, what direction did you want to go? Did you want to do the 149 with just the local-only campaign, or did you want to do the 249 with the Facebook ads as well?
So let me ask you this. For right now, can I do the 149, and then once business really starts picking up, which in another month it's going to,
yeah,
can I switch it out to the other one instead?
Absolutely. Yeah, and there's even, like, prepay packages available at that time, too, so that'll save you money if you want to do something more long-term rather than going month by month.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, that's just a phone call, though. You just give me a call whenever you're ready to do that.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, can I ask you this? Can we, like, I assume you would want payment today, right?
Yeah, in order to secure the listing, yes.
Okay, so can we just wait? Can you call? I just don't have the money today right now, man. I just paid my credit card, and I had to pay a bunch of other shit. Can you call me back the same time, like, next week when I have more money in my account finally?
Yeah, I mean, basically what happens with us, like, we're a Google partner, so we don't really dictate who we can and can't work with. We actually have different guidelines than other FTO companies. I think that's what makes us so effective. Google tells us we can only work with one guy per industry per area. We're not allowed to sign up more than one guy that does the same thing in the same area. It's kind of like a conflict of interest there if I'm trying to outrank ourselves.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, they don't want us competing against ourselves, basically. There's other Google partners that maintain those Google Places placements as well. There's four of us total. So Google evaluates us based on how my particular client performs against theirs. You know, that's how they monitor which Google partners are doing their thing. So it's not one of those things I could kind of sign you up whenever if they have it filled. But if it's still available next week, then absolutely. But I know other SEO companies, they don't have those kind of guidelines, you know.
Yeah.
It's just the Google partners, they do. I know some SEO companies, they could sign up as many guys in the same area, but at the end of the day, that means one of them's not going to rank. You know, we don't even call out unless we have a spot open up, which means that we were previously working with somebody already in your industry in this area, and they either discontinued it or relocated, or, you know, they generated bad reviews, so Google suspended their listing, and we moved on, you know.
Okay.
So, I mean, I know you're saying that things are tight right now. You know, if I can get you in at that 149 rate, though, I would be able to lock in that rate. And that's something special. You know, I don't know if you went onto our website and actually seen, but our lowest pricing structure that's advertised on our website is double that. It's $299. So I basically got that approved for you as a request from my representative. And then also because you were using that other company, I wanted to make sure that we could get you a price that's competitive. But I kind of got on top of him because I don't like my reps doing that. You know, I hate when my reps tell somebody, oh, if we can match or beat their price, you know, we're not supposed to be the cheapest guy out here, and that's not how we're earning our clients, by going, oh, yeah, let's just charge you less than the other guy, you know. So I got kind of upset with him about that and us even ending up on that price point at all. You know, usually we start up, you know, $299 is the minimum, but I would make an exception there. But that's also, like, if you're willing to come on board with us today, and we're actively looking to fill it.
So what's the percentage that I'm going to start getting more business out of this?
Yeah, well, so again, Google partner. So we have guidelines, and there's things that we can say and things that we cannot say. I cannot guarantee you any kind of clients from it. Even though the guys up there, they're getting calls every day on an everyday basis, I can't tell you, hey, you're going to get 20 or you're going to get 30, you know, because the client's got to choose you and you got to close them at the end of the day too. So there's no way of predicting that without lying to you. You know, if I said 20 and you get 17, now we're, you know, you're like, hey, you lied to me, we're canceling, you know. So they're like, don't say those things. But, you know, at Home Advisor, for example, what you were using in the past, I don't know if you're still using them.
No.
Yeah, I mean, they're getting shut down by the FTC, but what they were doing is they were
Wait, no, back it up. What does that mean? Because I'm in collections with them right now because I've been fighting with them.
Well, that will probably be the second thing that I've informed you of that we'll be able to save you money on.
No,
I'm saving you money left and right, and you're not even working with
me. All right. You know what? All right. Listen,
you can Google that, too. So Google FTC versus home advisors.
I'm going to. All right.
Yeah.
So here,
yeah,
this is what we're
going
to do.
On.
So, I'm gonna put this on my credit card to lock in the spot, and then I'll end up changing it out to my bank account for next month. But to lock this
I appreciate
in, so.
That. You won't regret it, too. I'll make sure that, you know, you get every single penny back 10 times over. Throughout the year.
That's perfect. I mean, you know, hopefully we can have a good partnership where I'm not, you know, losing my mind over money not being well spent, you know.
No. This is a very cost-efficient route. You know, I'm sure you'll be happy with just the first couple clients we bring in. We'll offset the cost, and then obviously, you know, my goal with this is to start you small, like you were saying, you know, get your foot in the door, show you what we could do, and then we could talk about a bigger number later, especially now that I know that. You know, we're saving you all that money.
Right. So are you going to focus? Right. Are you going to focus more on commercial clients for me then?
We can do commercial and residential. That's a huge benefit too. Home Advisor was, you know, all homes, just purely residential. Right. But we can list you for commercial keywords as well. So we'll have the representative.
I would rather that over residential. To be honest with you, I mean, I guess still mention residential.
We'll do both.
Really want to do commercial. I really want to get more commercial because residential is a pain in the ass, to be honest with you.
Yeah, but we're not ditching the residential. Yeah. I mean, there's...
No.
Yeah, we're not doing that because I'm telling you, hey. Because
right.
I got to
As long as these sort of customers aren't going to haggle over pennies on me, like, you know, that's my only thing, you know.
Cherry pick. Just because they call you don't mean you got to go out to them. You have the right to refuse service to anybody, you know. We just want to make sure you're getting the first right of refusal on it, and that's what's going to happen here. And then you could take what you're doing don't like, you know.
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to create your profile just to verify some information. What's your last name, Jason?
Kelly, K-E-L-O-Y.
K-E-L-O-Y. Okay. And then what's your business email address? I'm going to send you everything in writing.
Okay. Source One LLC 2021@gmail.com.
At Gmail. Okay. And the one spelled out, right? It's not the number one?
Correct.
Okay. Gotcha.
It's spelled out.
Okay. Let me update.
All lowercase.
Okay. I came back verified, so I got it. It's a Gmail account, so it's good.
Yeah.
All right. And then they're going to send you that PIN verification letter. A little postcard. It says Google on it. There'll be a 5-digit number on the back I'm going to need from you when it comes in. Can I send that to the 14 Whispering Lane?
Yes.
Okay. Let me go and update. Then you want that address hidden or displayed?
What do you mean for your guys' end?
No, that's for the general public. That's for the end user.
I would prefer now not to have the numeric. And the street listing, just Southridge, Mass., that's all.
Yeah, Southridge, Mass., and I'll have the zip on there, too, 01550.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Let me go ahead and update. All right, and then primary line of contact, 774-402-4100?
Correct.
Okay, secondary line of contact, just for us to get a hold of you if need be?
That's the only number I have right now.
Okay, no worries. We'll set it up under that. Let's go ahead and update. And then you are an LLC, correct?
Correct.
Perfect. And then we're going to build the site for you. I included that in your package as a little gift from me to you. Get you going on the right foot here. Do you have a logo or photos that we could use to get us started?
I do. I will. I do.
Okay. I'm going to text you the email address to send those to you right now.
Right now? You want them right now? I'm like...
No. I'm just sending you the email right now. Yeah. So that way you have them.
Perfect.
So just look out for that text coming in there. Oh, actually, it says it was rejected. Let me try to send it to you again. Hold on. Okay, I think I'm having an error with our SMS right now. I barely got your message from earlier. Thanks, John. What time do you work until? Oh, it was way early this morning. Okay.
Yeah, my signal is horrible up here at my house, so...
Oh, that might be it, because I got error code both times trying to text you while you're on the phone. Do you have Sprint?
No, I have Verizon.
Should work.
We're currently fighting with Verizon because we didn't used to have issues until like last September, and now it's just horrendous. Like, it's so hard to run my business.
Yeah, no, the technology. Yeah, I mean, one bad call can cost you thousands of dollars. So
yeah,
yeah, that's something you definitely
make you look bad.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Well, this text isn't going through. Do you have a pen and paper by chance? Or I can email it to you too if you're going to make sure to.
Yeah, just email it. That's all.
Okay.
Because later on tonight, I'm gonna get everything together and send it your way. So.
Yeah, and then you're also gonna have to sign off on the agreement too. So I'll send you everything in writing there. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, and then client interview. So I could do one later today if your schedule allows it. Like I could do a 6 and 7, or we could do tomorrow anytime between like 10 and 7 p.m.
What's that? What's the
client interview? We're gonna pull the recommended keywords for you. So you have final say on what you're listed for, but they're gonna do their research on it. Make sure we give you 15 solid ones to recommend, and then the service area, we want to stencil that out on the map there, so that way we're not advertising anywhere you don't want to go. And then obviously pick your brain on what you expect from the website and how you want that to look. So usually it's 30 minutes, but we ask for an hour window in case it goes over or you have extra questions.
So we'll do tomorrow, say 6 p.m.
6 p.m. tomorrow. Okay. So it's going to be between 6 and 7. I'm going to send an invitation to your Gmail, and then I'll also text you 1 hour before the appointment just to make sure it's still a good time for you, okay?
Yep.
If anything pops up or changes, just let me know. I could always swap it out, but let's try to knock that out as soon as possible. That way we're not wasting
the
day.
Because tomorrow night, this is the night before I'm on shift at my other job, so I'm usually home and around the day before.
Okay. All right, perfect. So let's update here. All right, so I got that invitation sent out to you. And then in terms of securing the first month's payment of the $149, how did you want to do that?
We do it with MasterCard.
Okay. Is it under your name or the business name?
This one's under my name.
Okay. Is there any middle initial in your name?
Yep, J.
J, okay. And then is the billing address the same as the street address we're sending that PIN verification letter?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Jason J. Kelly, 14 Whispering Lane. All right, I'm ready whenever you are, 4 digits at a time from left to right.
All right, 5438.
5438.
5797.
5797?
Yep. 2846.
2846.
9614.
9614. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
924.
924. And then there should be a small 3-digit code on the back.
075.
075. Okay. And then before I can secure the listing with you or legally authorize a transaction, I do have to walk you through a voice verification recording. This is an added form of protection for you because of the discounted pricing that I approved. This is going to outline the agreement, and we'll send this to you in black and white. As I'm walking you through this, if there's anything that I say that you don't agree with or you don't understand, just stop me. Okay, and I can always rephrase it for you, but I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize a transaction with your business.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so you're on a recorded line here, Jason. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company, Local Splash, and is also an added form of protection for you, the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Source One Property Maintenance, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Jason J. Kelly, the owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
What's a reasonable amount of time?
It says 24 to 48 hours, but to be honest, your conversion rate's like 90% if you can catch them as a live call.
Okay.
Okay. Yes, so yes. Just be advised of that. If you miss the call zone, we're not going to ride you too hard. You know, there's a tracking system too, so that kind of catches the lead and what they were looking for, so you can always dig through that when you get some free time in the afternoons.
Okay.
Okay. And then it says, your payment for the initial, in hiring Local Splash as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts while you're using our services?
Basically, if I'm using anybody else besides you guys.
Right. Give us a heads up. I don't want you to, like, duplicate anything we're doing for you, because that causes a discrepancy, or to pay for something that we're already doing for you either. Just extra overhead.
I agree with that. I just don't know what's going to happen. I obviously stopped the stay listed thing.
Right.
But I don't, you know, that might still be online. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll gain access to the Google business page. Like I said, we're a Google partner, so I'm not too concerned about that. About us gaining access to it, but what I am concerned is about you getting charged. You know, you want to make sure you stop the charges. The other stuff we can gain access to. Okay, yeah. So
I canceled the card. The card's canceled completely. There's no way for them to charge it on it anymore.
Okay, yeah, I want to keep your overhead low. You know, that's going to ensure that we're going to be able to see you come back each month. If you got 100 different things you're paying for, then, you know, we might get tossed by the wayside, so I don't want to deal with that.
Yep.
All right, and it says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's March 23rd of 2022. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $149. However, this is going to be on a two-month contract, okay? So when the term is completed, the agreement's going to be set up to automatically renew each month at the discounted rate of $149. It's an indefinite discount, so that won't ever go up or change unless you call in to add the additional services or upgrade your package. Okay?
Yep. Okay.
It states you can discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fee or penalty or anything like that. And then it asks if you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms.
Yes, I do.
All right. Okay, so they're going to text you over the they're going to email it too, because I noticed the text messages weren't going through, but you'll have a invoice receipt and an outline of the agreement in writing. At the bottom of that, you want to authorize that you're the user on the account, so that way it's not somebody pretending to be you and using your card. And then obviously sign your first and last name there to agree to the subscription terms. You don't got to do that right now. I know you said you're kind of not in position to do that, but when it comes in, try to knock it out. If it's not done by the client interview time between 6 and 7 tomorrow, they'll definitely bring that up, like, right in the beginning of the conversation. So I want to make sure we get that knocked out. Okay. All right. Did you have any other questions, comments, or concerns, Jason? Hello? Uh-oh. Jason? I know you said you're in a bad area. Hello?